Let's call this meeting to order, please. Everyone rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Coke.
Here.
Pelosimo.
Present.
Clocher.
Here.
Milchewski.
Here.
Freighters.
Nay. Sorry, I just grabbed this.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Cerulis.
Here.
Hernandez. A quorum is established.
Do we have any amendments to tonight's agenda? All right, we do have a couple of presentations this evening. We do have a couple of employee appreciation awards to give out. So if Chief Hartwitz, if you would come forward, and Officer Nelson is our first.
State Police Academy in January 2013, where he was the class valedictorian. And I do have an interesting story and kind of a side note. I got to tell it. So a lot of times when we go down to these graduations, the new graduate and the family, we take pictures and kind of introduce ourselves. And I actually had my 12-year-old son with me at the time. He had never seen a police academy graduation, so he wanted to see it. And kind of out of the blue, Officer Nelson pulled out a ring and proposed to his girlfriend. Right out in front of all of us. I got to say, I've never seen that before. And it was really awesome. That'll be very memorable. So getting back to it, in 2015, Officer Nelson was nominated for the Illinois Department of Public Health Emergency Medical Services Hero Award. This award was established to honor individuals and organizations across Illinois for their heroic acts of courage. Detective Nelson was nominated for his quick response after a call for a person with a weapon, which required life-saving efforts where Detective Nelson performed CPR on a citizen. He became an EMS technician in 2014, and he was advanced to the position of detective earlier this year. Congratulations.
Officer Nelson, on behalf of the city, we'd like to present you with a certificate of recognition. The Mayor and City Council of the United City of Yorkville present this certificate to Matthew Nelson in grateful appreciation for your 5 years of service and dedication to the United City of Yorkville from 2012 to 2017. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bring you up for a picture, that lovely girlfriend that you proposed to.
One and a half babies later.
So she said yes?
She helps me oversee our accounts receivable function. Got them all listed here. I don't want to miss any of this. Financial reporting, our bank reconciliations, cash flow management, debt administration, journal entry preparation, and general ledger maintenance. Amy also helps me and is instrumental in the annual audit process and the annual budget process, which we're going through now. And she also serves as the city's person for payroll backup as well as utility bills. Also wanted to mention that Amy has recently completed her certified accounts payable associate certification, which is the premier designation for accounts payable specialists throughout the country. So, Amy, thank you for your service and congratulations on taking it.
We have 10 years of dedicated service to the United City of Yorkville, Amy Simmons, 2007 through 2017. So, hopefully, good morning.
Rachel and I always talk about more
can
be going in 10 years. We've said that for the last
10. You guys gotta stay at least as long as I'm here. So,
alright,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program here. We do have a public hearing. Do I have to read all of this? So we will go into public hearing for PZC 2017-14, Second Amendment to that certain annexation agreement, Bristol Bay Subdivision, dated April 26, 2005, as amended June 22, 2010, by and among Centex Homes Owner Developer, a Nevada General Partnership, and the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, for the purpose of amending the Bristol Bay Subdivision related to replatting portions of units 9 and 11, relief of certain security requirements for those undeveloped portions of the aforementioned replatted units, release of certain development bonds and extension of building permit, connection and impact fee locks in effect as of the date of the original agreement with no increases, other than those incurred by the city for water meters on development until April 25th, 2025. So do you have anyone from the public who would like to comment on this? Please sign in and state your name for the record.
My name is Joanne Bowers, and I'm from Oldie Homes, Centex Homes. Sorry, I'm filling in here. So, Oldie is seeking amendment to the annexation agreement. Oldie is currently under contract with a land seller to sell off the lots, the remaining undeveloped lots where there's no homes existing. And we also have the right of first refusal to buy those lots back. So we're just seeking amendment relief to the annexation agreement for the bonding applications that we currently have in the undeveloped units at Bristol Bay.
Harry's to have a place for me.
Yes.
Anyone from council have any questions, comments, anything? Yes, ma'am.
There's just one clarification. The petitioner is not asking for the fee extension. That was listed in the public hearing notice. They've withdrawn that request.
Okay. Yes.
Generally, I have no issue with the reduction, but I've talked to the board about a couple of these. They're all logical. They don't seem to have any investment. The only one issue that I wanted to ask about was the potential road closure for the private drive that comes in off of residential. It would be my preference if that be kept open, just due to the traffic circulation in that neighborhood. There's kind of a cluster with what's going on out there, how it all works. So it would be my preference if that one was not allowed to be closed off. But I do understand that it's a private drive. I know they have that mentioned in the memo.
Anyone else? If not, we'll close public hearing. Thank you. Do we have any citizen comments on any items that are on the agenda this evening? Okay, if not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Freeners?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Kocher?
Aye.
Form is established. Motion passes.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of November 14, 2017 as presented.
So moved. Second.
And someone's saying there is a correction. Go ahead.
under the Riverfront Parking Lot Preparation Board. I believe the roll call on that is backwards. It should be 7 ayes and 0 ayes.
And I'm sorry, that was under what? I couldn't hear you.
Riverfront Parking Lot, yes, a proposal.
Second okay. Item under the mayor's report.
Thank you. I'll change that, I'm sorry.
Any other corrections, comments, and minutes? All those in favor of approving the minutes with that one correction, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Moving on to the mayor's report. I'll entertain a motion to approve a resolution urging Governor Vito to sign Bill 1451, small wireless facilities, authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved. Second.
Any comments or questions on that one? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plucher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve a resolution authorizing a contract with Michael's Signs, Inc. of Racine, Wisconsin for the downtown wayfinding signage program and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Two.
The portion of the memo that says there may be an opportunity to update the signage to include branding elements in downtown, based upon the recommendations of the city's downtown overlay district planning consultant, let's not get boring signs printed. Let's get some input from some professionals. Like, I'm glad that we're moving forward with it. I just don't want to print just super boring Y signs, because I think the Y is boring. So that's my honest personal, not professional opinion. But I'm excited about the signage. I think the kiosks might be a little premature, since there's only a few things down there right now. But I know in the next few years it'll be a lot more confusing down there. But I am excited about the first portion once we have something from the branding. I think I'm more excited about that than the actual signage. So, yeah, rock and roll.
Chris?
I concur wholeheartedly with waiting a little bit to make sure we can incorporate some good branding in when they come through. I know Mars is just getting started, so maybe not waiting until the end of their process for maybe that could be as well as the front side. The other thing, when I went through the proposals, we had the alternate one, which was for the digital or touchscreen type of thing, and I noticed that none of the bidders actually provided that. Would it be something that we could go back to them and ask them to try to do that? Because I would actually like to see what the cost would be to do that, since we have time, and I think there's probably a majority that would want to see us incorporate some good quality graphics. Maybe we need to lay this try to get a number on that.
We've been trying, and then when we met with them, the technology is out there, but they haven't had the ability to find anyone that can do it in this particular size. So.
Now, as staff, are you looking for a touch screen, or are you just looking for a digital display?
Touch screen. It doesn't, but then they still didn't have any numbers for us because there's only certain manufacturers that do it, and they're overseas, and they weren't getting back to them right away with a quote.
So is it something that we can still work on? Do we have to authorize the agreements at this point, or do you think that those kiosks are going to be? Are the kiosks part of phase one or phase two?
It's phase two.
Phase two.
But
so
we
that's
did.
Next year.
We did request that if we move forward with this kiosk, that they could they be made or manufactured so that we could just insert the touchscreen later, and so they will be manufactured in three pieces, so that you could just take off the top part, insert the digital panel.
Personally, I'd rather not spend the cost if we decide to move forward with something like that. I'd rather us look at the cost now and see if we can get something on that before we make a decision. I mean, if it proves to be too expensive, I get that, but maybe it's something that it's truly doable. The owner downtown would be done right. Something to look at school at this point, not to see what they're proposing.
Anyone else? Okay, roll call first.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plucher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Name?
Aye.
Aye. Terulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain any motion to approve the meeting schedule for 2018 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions, concerns? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Butcher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Mischewski?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I will entertain a motion to approve the collective bargaining agreement between the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150, Public Employees Division, and the United City of Yorkville, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Blucher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Nay.
Nay. Mischewski?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, we have no committee reports, nothing from Park Board. So I'll jump right into Planning and Zoning Commission. I will entertain a motion to approve the ordinance annexing certain territory located at 9290 Route 34, Kaufman Carpet, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Blucher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Mischewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance authorizing the execution of an annexation agreement for the property at 1990 Route 34, Kaufman Carpet, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Frieders?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Mischewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Blucher?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, and lastly, I will entertain a motion to approve an ordinance approving the rezoning to B3 General Business District for the property located at 1990 Route 34, Kaufman Carpet, and authorize the mayor and clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Terulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Mischewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Blucher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion passes.
No city council report, city clerk's report.
No report.
And a community and MRA report. Yes, sir.
Attended the school board meeting last night. They did discuss the TIF district a little bit. At that discussion, there were a few concerns that were brought up. One being what was our intention. I know Clark and Chris here preparing presentations for the school board. Some of the questions were, what's the intent of the extension of the TIF, the expansion of the new TIF, what's the purpose? So those are, that's something they'd like to see more information on. They discussed the potential impact of the residential properties that have been added and the current ones that are in there, what happens when that starts growing. They can consider, does the city give a portion of the district cost of having a new student come in? Do we give that back to them, or do we come to an agreement on providing fees for that? So they have concerns over how much impact there would be to them based on the residential, and rightly so for the new residential, but the current residential, I don't see where there's an impact because it's already there. But they do have some concerns. It doesn't sound like there's a no type of a vote that would come out of it, but it's just concerns that they would like to discuss further. So that's what this whole board is right now. And then I think everyone here received from the AACPB the invitation for the annual function, February 1st. emails go out before. The CVB is doing a travel themed third year function out at the Aurora Airport, so that's February 1st. Just people to put that on your calendar.
Anyone else?
Yes, sir. I got a quickie. I don't know if you guys know this about Yorkville, but the third ward is the most festive ward in all of Yorkville. Did you guys all know that? Tyler and Tony, were you aware of this? We've got two related sets of Griswolds that are battling it out. One in my neighborhood, one in Chris's neighborhood. We've already established that my neighborhood is superior in everything except road infrastructure. Yes. The meadows are not whispering. So the two addresses that you need to drive by once the sun goes down, which the sun goes down at 11:45 a.m. nowadays. The two addresses are 2724 Allendale and Whispering Meadows. If you come in off of Faxon or Alice, you go straight back. You can't miss it. You can see it from space. The other one is 2389 Iroquois in Kylan's Ridge. And if you keep going down Alice, it turns into Faxon, take a left, take your first right. You literally cannot miss it. I feel bad for these people's neighbors. I know both of them quite well. I'm impressed with their festive attitude, but it's just like that part in Christmas Vacation where they flip on the lights and the guys freak out. It is bright. So what I'm trying to do is get as many people over into the third ward to take a look at these two houses, 2724 Allendale and 2389 Iroquois. And then as you drive through Whispering Meadows, if you can take some of my roadway with you, we're coming upon plow season, and it sprays all over people's yards, so I'd like to get that cleaned up before, you know, springtime. So 2724 Allendale and 2389 Iroquois. Thanks, guys, in the media. You rock. Merry Christmas.
Any other community liaison reports? Any staff reports?
No reports.
Additional business. I did have one thing to announce. We did get our official census numbers from the special census. And we are over 19,000 people. I think the exact number is 19,022.
Wow.
So I think that's an influx of, I think, around 2,100 new residents since the last census. So very nice. Nice bump in the budget, I think. All right. Any other additional business? Yes, sir.
So the county board voted no, correct? On the TIF.
The county board?
Yes, on the TIF extension.
Yes, they did.
As stand. So where does that realistically put us?
Well, we talked about a little bit last time that even if they didn't reconsider them, we would still try to get the letters of support from the other taxing entities, and then to go back to them at a later date. So whether that means we amend our TIF 2 boundaries again to encompass more property, or we delay that process, and then seek an extension at a later date. But that remains to be seen, and that's really a city council prerogative. So our existing plan is we have the school board meeting on Monday with one of the vision presentations. They're not going to vote on the letter until January. The township may vote next week, so if they get it, and I spoke to Mo about it today, they said they would still send theirs over. So at that point, if we have 4 out of 5, we can come back to the city council and talk about whether we want to try to initiate legislation to see if we can get the extension even with 4, or if we want to hold off and come up with a different strategy.
Is it really costing us any extra money to do this, or?
Yes. Yeah, time and money. Attorney costs, our costs in running back and forth. Strategizing, having this discussion here, doing maps, all of those things cost. It's not a large cost, but it's could potentially cost us a couple $1,000s.
Oh. Do you think we have a snowball's chance?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I think we have time on our side, which is a good thing. I think the vote was 4-3-1-1, which is really not a total no vote. And so we would like to go and talk to our representative and see if going with four yeses and one, four, three, one, and one, would he have any possibility with it? And so we're not going to, it's worth our while to vote. The redevelopment of the downtown is a priority of this council.
Yeah, when do you think we know an answer from them anytime soon?
From the state legislatures?
Yeah.
Slaters? Yeah, I would expect in the next month or so, January, February. We've already spoken to one who had suggested we contact a different one that may be more suited to our request. So we'll see what happens.
All right. So the only other things about anybody to talk to our school district and the township?
We already have a letter from BKFD, and Wabansi has verbally committed to doing it. They actually said that it kind of just slipped their mind, so they will send one over this week. And then the township has been amenable, and the school district has reported on.
Okay. So how long are those letters good for? Because let's say we get four of the five in the county board in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, five. I mean, it's still 13 years left in the TIF, right?
Sure.
5 years from now, there's a new composition of county board, and they say, yeah, we agree. How?
I doubt very much if the other letters would last 5 years. Do I think they'd be good in a year? Yes. And so that's what we'll be.
Okay.
You know the constitution about doing something after the session.
Right.
The real question is, and Robert Lewis Porter doesn't ever address any of our sessions. And there's two thoughts, as we do with elections being the determinant, but there are other governmental bodies that believe, because of the Open Meetings Act, that we have to set an agenda of meetings every January, that could also be determined as a session of meetings, because we need 12 months at a time. So session is defined as any series of meetings that's determined by the governing body.
Yes, sir.
For my clarity, so the extension, we need the county's letter, but if we did TIF 2, we don't need it. Is that true?
If you did TIF 2, you have a meeting of the Joint Review Board. You advise them of every part of the plan, and they are asked to vote. In the event the majority of the taxing districts do not vote that this city council should proceed, it then requires more than a simple majority for us to pass the TIF. So if the other taxing districts don't give us a majority vote to proceed with TIF 2, our vote here would just be up. And we don't envision that as an issue given the support we have received from all of you all in the mayor.
One of the board members suggested we just pick up and move our downtown somewhere else. Is anyone in favor of that?
Well, we're going to be looking to expand our roadways in Whispering Meadows.
I'm sorry, Joel.
No, he says Whispering Meadows as long as he gets the roads.
Yeah. Oh.
And we can move the downtown to Whispering Meadows.
Okay. Any other additional business? I will entertain a motion to go into executive session for litigation matters. And that's it?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Willis.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Bellosima.
Aye.
Flocher.
Aye.
Boak.
Aye.
Bonkhazer.
Aye.
Reinders.
Aye.
Motion passed.